And as you heard, reaction to Friday afternoon's decision by Judge Snow came swiftly, but there's more in the situation that has developed. Members of the community were out in force today to express their feelings and what they think should happen next. With Sheriff Arpaio and KJZZ's Jude Jaffe Block is joining me with additional details. Jude, you're just getting back from the U.S. Attorney's Office where there was a rally. What was going on down there?
Yeah, the immigrant rights group Puente organized a rally right outside of the office building in downtown where the U.S. attorney has his office suite. And so they brought this giant balloon that they've been bringing to the court sometimes. It's a balloon of Arpaio in prison stripes and handcuffs. They were chanting, "Arrest Arpaio, not the people." They had speakers, including immigrants whose families had been impacted by Arpaio's worksite raids, who spent time in his jails, who said they want to see Arpaio experience the same kind of, the same thing they experienced when they were in jail. They want to see him go to prison. That was really their message for the U.S. attorney.
And so do you think they got that message across?
Well, as I was leaving about an hour ago, some of these activists, including some immigrants who were personally impacted by Arpaio's policies, went upstairs to try and talk with U.S. Attorney John Leonardo. And there was a heavy law enforcement presence in the building. It was a little bit tense. But when I left, they were negotiating whether his office would send out a representative to talk to one representative of the activists.
Jude, let's back up briefly. Explain what Judge Snow said in his order about why this merited criminal contempt of court. As we know, he's already held the sheriff in civil contempt of court. Why was this next step needed?
Right. And I mean, there were civil remedies, and those are starting to come out. This was from the order in May, where the judge first found the sheriff had willfully violated orders, and he's ordered changes to the Internal Affairs Department. He's ordered the county to set aside $500,000 to compensate people who were wrongfully detained by sheriff's deputies. And but the judge points out in this ruling that doesn't personally impact the sheriff. That's coming out of county taxpayer money, and that the sheriff has actually politically profited in some ways by defying the judge, that he continued to campaign on anti-immigration immigration enforcement policies in 2012, even after the judge had ordered him to stop making immigration arrests. So the judge points all that out, and he even points out that, you know, even after the judge had ordered a civil contempt hearing in 2015, there were more incidents where the sheriff and his staff did not hand over evidence, did not disclose things to the court, and made misstatements on the stand. So he brings all of that together as part of his justification for ordering this criminal referral, and basically says, "This is a last resort. Nothing I've done so far has gotten these guys to comply," is basically his message.
And Jude, very briefly, where does that fit in for those who are saying, "Oh, Judge Snow made this personal"? How does his action not reflect that?
Well, the judge this is going to another judge to oversee. It's already been assigned to Susan Bolton. The U.S. attorney can decline to bring charges. Then it'll be up to the new judge to assign an independent prosecutor, but only if that new judge sees fit. So there are some checks and balances here.
KJZZ's Jude Jaffe Block with the latest on the MCSO. Jude, thanks as always.
Thank you.